Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're so grateful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. Today is Friday. It is the 25th day of August, 2023. And we're here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. And I'm just grateful for all the sisters and brothers who come together to be in agreement with each other, to be in agreement with God's word and his plans for our lives. I know that God is so good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise his name. Had it not been for the Lord on our side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? Had it not been for the Lord on our side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? There is nothing better than knowing God. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning that you're on our side today. Thank you that you're with us right now. You're never going to leave us. You're never going to forsake us. You are always there. You are from everlasting to everlasting. You're a beautiful God. You're a gracious God. You're a faithful God. And it's just a good thing to know you. It is powerful, Lord, knowing you, that you're giving us power through your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because you said in your word that your answers are yea and amen. Yes, and we're grateful for that. You're sovereign and you have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. So we're grateful for that this morning. We just give you the honor today, Lord, because you are perfect and you do wonderful things, oh God. You're just a loving God. And we know, God, today that your thoughts towards us is to an expected end, and that is for good and not evil. We're grateful for that today, oh God. You have given us the plan of salvation. Your grace and your mercy, Lord, extends to us daily, oh God, and endures forever and ever, Lord. We're grateful for your love today, God, and thank you for showing us how to love, oh God. And Lord, we want to love unconditionally, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are the Ancient of Days, and as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. Hallelujah. And we thank you for Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth. Thank you that you even went up the hill, Golgotha. You bore all those stripes so that we could be healed. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. We thank you, Jesus, that you're now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and you're making intercession for us. So thank you for interceding on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus, that you have called us friend, and you are a friend who's closer than a brother. You are the good shepherd. Hallelujah. And as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my Jesus, we thank you for that blood, that cleansing, atoning blood that you shed on Calvary. Thank you for hanging on the cross and all the pain and the shame. You did it. You came through that pain and that shame because you loved us, and you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because of your victory, we have the victory. We are transformed today by the renewing of our minds as we, you keep us in perfect peace. Yes, you do, so that we can keep our minds stayed on thee, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for just knowing that you're there for us and you will never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus Christ, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we know that if God be for us, who can be against us? And I say, I really don't care, because you are the Lord, a man of war. The Lord is your name. Hallelujah. Jesus, Marco, Leshita, Makula, Damastiti, Damastura, Damastuku, Oko, Leshita, Makula, Damastana, Kotula, Damastiti, Ete, Kamnosta, My God, my God, we just thank you today even for the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. Holy Ghost, lead us and guide us in our prayers. Holy Ghost, teach us the way of salvation. Teach us your way, Jesus. And we thank you that because of the Holy Ghost, we have the power to overcome all things, oh God. It's the anointing that destroys yokes and bondages. We realize it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So spirit of the living God, continue to fill us and help us to rise above our circumstances. And we're just grateful for that today. We're grateful that we are forgiven, and we know that we must die daily to sin. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. We pray that our spirit man will continue to overcome the flesh each and every day, oh God. We just pray, Lord, today that we will have just peace in our hearts and love in our hearts and joy today, God. We know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and with joy, my God, we draw water from the wells of salvation. Yes, Lord, we just praise you today because we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, oh God, and we love not our lives even unto the death, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, today for the renewing of our minds today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today for just helping us to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I say, heal today, O God, and we shall be healed. Save us, Father, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We just bless you today, O God, for the unity. There's unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, oh God. And we know that as we come together, oh God, that the enemy is put to shame, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the enemy must flee as we come together, as we bind up the powers of Satan. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that the enemy is out there. He has certain powers, but we have power and authority to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by the enemy hurt us, oh God. So, Lord, this morning, we just pray for peace across this nation. We pray for peace across the world, oh God, around the world, Father. Yes, Lord Jesus, we pray that many more will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God, that people will come and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, and that will help to have peace in this world, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we realize that many are called, but few are chosen, oh God. So thank you for choosing us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, there are many more who will come on in and receive Jesus as their Savior, as their King. They will submit to Jesus Christ, oh God, and prepare for eternity, oh God. We know that eternity is a very long time, Lord. And, Lord, there are so many more people who need to come. Our family members, oh God, we pray for the sisters and the brothers, the nieces, the nephews, our children, our children's children, oh God, those who will come in the future, Lord. We pray for the grandmothers and grandfathers, oh God, the aunts and uncles, oh God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we pray for our friends and our neighbors, oh God, our enemies too, oh God. We pray for those who are serving Satan, those who are serving different gods that cannot speak, cannot say anything, cannot see anything, oh God. We pray for the knowledge of the truth to come into their hearts, oh God, and asking you, Lord, to take away the stony hearts, oh God, and give hearts of flesh this morning, oh God. Take away the darkness, oh God, that they would see the light of Jesus Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. There are multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God. We pray that they would choose today whom they will serve, oh God. And we pray that it will be you, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, today for just unity in the homes today, God. There's so much chaos in our homes, oh God. There's a disarray, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the disarray spirit, oh God, the evil demonic spirits, oh God, that have control of people's minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the demon of divorce to be destroyed today, God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, the spirit of rebellion in our children, oh God, and in those, oh God, who feel like they just want to do whatever they want to do, oh God, we pray for the spirit of love and peace and joy to be loosed right now in the name of Jesus, in their hearts, oh God, in the children's hearts, oh God, in the husbands and the wives, oh God. We pray that the husband will begin to love the wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray that their husbands and wives would truly love one another, oh God, and have peace between them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the demonic spirit of jealousy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, we pray and bind up the spirit of fear, oh God, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, oh God. So we lose the spirit of a sound mind today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We will trust you, oh God. We rejoice in you, God. We praise you, God, because you are faithful, God, and you are just, God, and you make no mistakes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for the spirit of peace today, oh God, the spirit of salvation, oh God, across the world, oh God, people coming to truly love you, oh God, and prepare for their heavenly home, oh God. We know that we're living in the last of the last days, oh God, and perilous times have come, Lord. We see the signs of the times, oh God, because of your spoken word, oh God. So we pray, Father, today that we will not be fearful and unbelieving, oh God, but we will trust you, God. We will continue to just work the work that you have called us to do, oh God. We must work today because we don't know when night will come upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord. This morning, Lord, I just bind up every interfering demon, oh God, every demonic spirit that would try to interfere with the people's minds and hearts and love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, every aggressive demonic spirit, we bind you up right now and cast you into the abyss where Jesus would send you, in the name of Jesus, my Father, we praise you, God, today because we are victorious, oh God. We have the victory this morning because of what you did on the cross, Jesus Christ. So we thank you for the victory over all things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for those who have hurt in their hearts, oh God. We pray for peace today, oh God. We lose the spirit of joy today, God. Many people are mourning, oh God, and some have been mourning for a long time, oh God. So we pray, God, today that they realize and recognize that joy cometh in the morning because weeping may endure for a night, Lord. So we lose the spirit of joy once again, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that people will rise up this morning, oh God, those who are depressed, oh God, that they will realize and recognize that you are there for them, oh God, that all things are possible because we believe in you, God. No matter what the issue is, oh God, we pray that people will cast their cares upon you, Lord, because you do care for each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we just pray, God, today for the spirit of just salvation and love and peace and joy, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We desperately need it in our world today, oh God. There are those who are so depressed, oh God, so downtrodden, oh God. They don't want to live anymore. So we bind up the demonic spirit of suicide, oh God. I decree today that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, there is hope in you, Lord. There's hope in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, we just thank you for the change this morning, oh God, that people are changing to turn to you, God, and not carry all their burdens upon them their own selves, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, we just thank you, Father, today for healing. Yes, Lord. Healing is our children's bread, oh God. So we decree and declare healing in every person, oh God, who has an ailment, Lord, no matter what it is, oh God. We know, Father, today that you are the healer, Lord. So we pray somebody will begin to reach out like a woman who had the issue of blood and touched the hem of your garment, oh God. Lord, they can touch the hem of your garment in the spirit, oh God, and see the change come, see the healing come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said that I am the Lord that healeth thee, oh God. And my Father, we thank you today for the healing in the minds and the bodies and the spirits, oh God, relationships being healed today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come against the spirit of sadness, oh God, and sorrow, oh God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we just bless you this morning, oh God. We praise your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because all things good and perfect come from you, Lord. And we appreciate you, God, for all that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the name of the Lord. This morning, we're just going to continue to pray. We're going to ask Apostle Horsley, are you available to pray? Sister Gladys, are you available to pray? Our Sister Mary, are you available to pray? Would you answer the question, and then we'll do the lineup? And also Sister Chris.
Sister Mary.
Anybody
listening?
Okay. Thank you for answering. Anybody else? Name that I called. Sister Chris, Sister Gladys, Apostle Horsley.
Okay. I'm here.
So, Sister Chris, you're first. Okay. All right, Sister Gladys.
I'm here.
Okay, Apostle Horsley.
So, Delano, okay. Me first.
Okay, we're going to ask Sister Gladys and then Sister Chris. If you go in that order, that'd be great. Thank you.
Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you right now, God, because you saw fit to let us live to see another day. You be the breath of life into our bodies right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you for life more abundantly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We wake up this morning with a spirit of praise on our lips, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for everyone's on this line this morning. Hallelujah, everybody that saw fit to get up this morning, that God breathe the breath of life into our bodies. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, so that we can come together in a unified front, Father, in the name of Jesus, on one accord. Hallelujah, standing in the gap. Hallelujah, for others all around this nation, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, for the ones that are suffering right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you mend their hearts, the ones that are over there in Hawaii, and just all around this world where things are happening, where there's storms and where there's, the heat. Hallelujah, and the fires and stuff like that, Lord God. We just ask you to everything that they've lost be restored back unto them, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they find the ones over there that the dead bodies over there, that they, their families find them so they can finally put them to rest right now, God. Thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, they're showing them favor over there. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for our children, Father, all around this world that are in school or starting the school right now, Father God, that you go in there, put your protection be upon them while they're in the schools, Father, hallelujah, starting from the principal to the superintendent, hallelujah, for the nurses, the doctors, hallelujah, that goes in there, Father, the vendors, the people that are cleaning, hallelujah, the janitors, Father, you know, Lord, that you give them spiritual discernment right now, God, that they can watch over the children and protect them while they're in the schools, Father God. We just thank you for life and that more abundantly. We speak life, abundant life, the manifold life, and hundredfold life this morning, Father God. We give you all the glory and the honor and the praises this morning, just giving you thanks, Father. We woke up with a spirit of praise on our lips and the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to your name, Father God. We just honor you this morning right now, God, and we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you've done, the things that you're doing, the things that you're about to do in our lives, because this is the day that you have made, so we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances is, no matter what right now, God, we're just going to thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, for making provisions for us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that you give us a mind right now, God, to come together on one accord this morning right now, Father God, just praying for the needs of others, standing in the gap for others, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for our families this morning. Hallelujah. I thank you for Eddie. I thank you for Michelle. I thank you for Collins, for Cameron. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for my life. Hallelujah, in the name of just planting me here in this house right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, standing in the gap for all mankind, for everyone on this prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry this morning right now, Father God. So we're giving you all the glory and the honor and the praise, for this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad and it, no matter what, Father God, in the name of Jesus, just giving you thanks. Thank you, Father, for sound minds in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, for protecting our children this morning, Father God. Thank you for Tanya. Thank you for Jonathan and Adrian, hallelujah, and Sean and Rose and Victoria. I thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for supplying the needs, hallelujah, not only for my family, but all families all around this world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, protection upon our children, Father. Thank you right now, God, for marriages, Father, the communication lines be opened up between married, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, and they come together, Father, binding all, you know, kind of spirits of infirmities, Father, this morning. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, alcoholism, hallelujah, hallelujah, drugs, marijuana, hallelujah, right now, God, for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, hallelujah, healing for their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus, deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for a sound mind this morning, right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah right now, God, in the name of Jesus, just for being here, just for life right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for favor, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for making provisions for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you, we honor you, and we give you all the glory and the honor and the praises right now, God. Hallelujah. In all things, we give you thanks, Father, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, to serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with saying, know ye that he is the Lord our God, and it is he that has made us, and we ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture, so we are to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, for giving us a voice. We thank you, Lord, for boldness, Father. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for souls this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We honor you and we praise you for the victory this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for strength, for the joy of the Lord is our strength in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for laughter. A spirit of praise, hallelujah, this morning is coming before you this morning, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories you've won. I could go on and on and on about your works, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart. It's gratefulness. Thank you, Father God. We are just so grateful, Heavenly Father, Lord God, to just be able to praise your holy name, Lord God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We are just grateful today on this Friday, August the 25th, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We just give you the highest praise, Jesus, because we are so grateful, Heavenly Father. We are thankful, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we are just overflowed, Lord God, with great gratitude this morning, Lord God, that you woke us up, woke our families up, Jesus, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord, that everything in our bodies is working, Lord God. Lord God, that our feet, we looked at our hands and our feet, Lord God, and their work of Jesus, and we just grateful, Lord God. I woke up with a grateful heart, Jesus, and I just want to say thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, in the good, in the bad, Lord God. Lord God, whether we happy or we sad, Lord God, we just want to say thank you, Jesus. And Lord God, we just worship you and magnify you today, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the children today, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the children, Jesus, Lord God, asking you in the name of Jesus to protect them, Lord God. Lord God, we bind all spirit of abuse, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we reject it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything that's been spoken over these children, Lord God, trying to deter them or tear them down, Lord God, we bind that thing up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We tear down every stronghold over these children right now, Lord God, as they're going to school, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you give them, Lord God, the mind of Christ, Lord God, the protection and the peace, Lord God, that they need in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Protect them at the school, Lord God. Protect them in the home, Lord God. Protect these children, Lord God, everywhere they go, Lord God. We bind the spirit of violence, Lord God. We bind domestic violence, Lord God, in the homes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praying, Lord God, for the teachers, Lord God. Lord God, there's some teachers, Lord God, abusing their authority, Lord God. Lord God, they're messing with the children, Lord God, and Lord God, we just bind that spirit right now today, Lord God, that the teachers will be leaders, Lord God, over the children, Lord God, and they want to abuse their authority, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the families, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the families, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the fathers of the families, Lord God. Lord God, that you return them, Lord God. You said you'll return the hearts of the fathers back to the children, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for the single parents today, Lord God, that you give them strength, Lord God, strength beyond their understanding, Lord God. Give them the grace, Lord God, to keep going, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to return the fathers back to their position, Lord God, to be in the children's life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray compassion, Lord God, on the fathers today, Lord God, the husbands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they would share the responsibilities of the household, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would return the unity, Lord God, of the family, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, for more marriages, Lord God, for those that are single, Lord God, that are seeking, Lord God, marriage, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you will bring that person in their life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just pray for the kids, Lord God. We pray for David, Abraham, Celeste, and Benjamin, Lord God. We're praying for Denver and Dallas, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We're praying for Queen and Roderick, Lord God, and Sister Peggy's children, Lord God. Lord God, and Sister Mary's kids, Lord God, and Sister Marie's daughter, Lord God. We're praying for each and every family member on this prayer line, Lord God, saying, Lord God, keep our children, Lord God. Protect them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for a renewed anointing for each and every one of them, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let their hearts and souls be on fire for you, Lord God. Protect them, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking today, Lord God, we're praying for the families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for Jamila and Ben, Lord God, Apostle Horsley, Sister Wonderland, Jesus. We're praying for it, Lord God. We're praying for Sister Marie, Sister Yvonne, Lord God. We're praying for Sister Lucinda, Jesus, Lord God, and Sister Sheila and Sister Gladys and her family, Heavenly Father, and her daughter and her niece, Lord God, and everybody in her family, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We're praying for Sister Mary, Sister Peggy, Lord God. And Lord God, we just praying for everybody, Lord God, across the world, Lord God. Lord God, I'm just praying, Jesus, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, mend the hearts, Lord God, of the fathers, Lord God, that they would turn to their position, Lord God, that you've given them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I just thank you today, Lord God. I thank you for my father, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the grace that you've given him to just keep going, Lord God, and just teach it every generation, Lord God. I pray for my mother, Lord God, Father God, that she just loves, Lord God, and loves her grandkids and her kids, Lord God. I just thank you for her today, Lord God, and everything that my family does, Lord God. I thank you for the compassion that you've given them, Lord God. Lord God, I just ask you in the name of Jesus to keep blessing them. I pray for Yolanda, Lord God, that you fill the void inside of her, Lord God, as she grieves her son. I pray for Joshua, Jesus, Lord God. I pray for TJ, Dedan, Kenyon, Lord God. I pray for them, Lord God, as they're grieving their father, Lord God. I pray for them today, Lord God, that you would just heal them, Lord God, and just make their body men of Christ, Lord God, that they lean unto you and not unto their own understanding, Jesus, Lord God, and they delight their
ourselves in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us all to delight ourselves in you today, Lord God, because you said, Lord God, you would give us the desires of our hearts, Lord God, if we just delight ourselves in you, Lord God. So I pray today, Lord God, that I delight myself in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for these prayers. Thank God for the agreement with these prayers. I'm sure we're here to agree with the prayers, and we know that God is moving by his Spirit. So right now, I'm going to read some word and encourage us through the word of God, because God is so wonderful, and he has given us this food so that we can feed our spirits and get to know more about what he has said and be reminded. You know, many times we hear the word here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. It's a reminder of what we hear in our churches and just other places. And God is good in that he put it so that we can read it, and we can read it again when we need to. So today I'm going to be talking about Jehoshaphat and his army. And we know, if you know about what happened, there were three armies that had come against them. And then, of course, Jehoshaphat, he had gotten dismayed. And then there was a prayer that went up by Jehaziel. And, you know, God just blessed and protected them and helped them. In fact, this is one of the places where the Lord says that we don't have to fight. He told them that they didn't have to fight because the Lord was going to fight their battle for them. So I'm going to read here in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. And I will start with verse number 14. It says, then in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph. He said, listen carefully. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. He said, listen carefully, all you people of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and King Jehoshaphat. The Lord says this to you, be not afraid or dismayed at this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And I'm just going to pause right there, because there are times when it seems like there's so many things that are coming into our lives. It may seem like it's overwhelming. Some people may have their children getting out of order. The finances may be out of order. The relationship is out of order. There are different demonic spirits that have come against you and your family. But we have to remember that God is there for us. He told Jehoshaphat, and what he said to them, he speaks to us today. He says, be not afraid or dismayed at this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Verse 16 says, go down against them tomorrow. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the river valley in front of the wilderness of Jeruel. You need not fight in this battle. Take your positions, stand, and witness the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And so it just reminds me that God is with us every step of the way. There are times when we may not even know what to say or what to do, but God is there for us. And sometimes we just need to just pray and say, Lord, I thank you that you're taking care of this situation. I thank you that you're bringing about the change that I need in my life. And then, you know, you can just be still in your spirit and not have a lot of turmoil going on in your mind. There are times when you may just have so many things happening that your mind is just all clogged up and you can't even think straight. You can't even think the way you need to. And that can happen to me too. When I say you, that includes me, because I'm a part of the body of Christ and I'm a person. And I know that God is there for all of us. He told them, you do not need to fight in this battle. He says, take your positions. And our position should be a position of prayer, a position of thanksgiving, a position of just glorifying God. You know, many times I have seen things happen in my life, and what I do is I just get myself up and I begin to dance and shout and praise through my home. I just praise wherever I am, and I just thank God for him just giving me the victory, because I know he is the one who gives us the victory.
And I, you know, there are not many times when I'm down and out and dismayed because of something that has happened. You know, things come to into my life, and it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, so many things. But I think of the word of God, that he is the one who fights for us. He's the one who's already got things in control. He got has things under control for every one of us. So we go back to verse number 18. It says, Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping him. So you see, they were worshiping God. They gave him the praise. They honored him by bowing down. That's an honorable position. You know, you bow down before the Lord, you know, just let God know, hey, I'm submitting to you. I'm submitting to your authority, and I believe what your word has spoken to me. I believe that your word is truth. I believe that your word is not only for those around me, not only for my sister and my brother in Christ, but it's for me too. And you just have to have that faith to know that if you do and follow God's word will not go out and return to him void. It's going to accomplish that. And so we have to speak that word in faith, in faith, in faith. That is so key. You have to speak it in faith. When you speak it and you doubt, then you nullify what you're speaking. Even though we know that the Lord is sovereign and he can do what he wants to do, he can help us anyway because he knows our frailties. He knows our weaknesses. But at the same time, we have to know the word and use this word of God for his glory. That's what we do when we glorify God. We glorify God when we speak and use his word to help us in our lives. Now, verse number 19 says, the Levites from the sons of the Kohathites and the sons of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a very loud voice. Ah, my God, you know, I'm wondering sometimes if my neighbors hear me, but it doesn't matter. I said, if they hear me, maybe they can join in with me when I'm shouting and dancing through the house and I'm glorifying God and I'm giving him praise. And so, you know, I'm just encouraging each and every one of us, shout before the Lord, sing before the Lord, give him praise, give him honor and give him glory. You know, sing songs of melody to the Father. You can make up your own song. There are songs that are out there that you may remember. You can sing those songs to the Lord and give him praise, give him honor, and give him glory. And so we're going back to the word of God here. We're in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, if you just joined us. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we're in verse number 20 right now. It says, so they got up early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. They followed God's directions. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe and trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established, secure. Believe and trust in his prophets and succeed. So he's given you some encouragement through his word. We have to believe and trust in the Lord. We have to have faith, as I said. We have to have faith when we pray. The word tells us that we must have faith in God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So we have to have that faith. We have to believe in the word, believe in what God has already done. You know, God is the one that put everything in this world. You know, he even established the world. He spoke and things came into existence. And so if he could do that, he can do the small things that we need. I mean, this is a vast world. This is a huge universe, and God did it all. And so when we think about small things, I mean, some of these things may seem like they're big to us, but to God, it's a small thing for him to do because he has all these people, you, me, people around the world, people in other countries, the people are out there on the sea. God knows all of these people, and he's taking care of each and every one. You know, we have to believe and trust in the Lord because we want to be secure in him. We have to trust and believe his prophets, and we will succeed. You know, when the prophets come, and each and every one of us can speak a prophetic word, not only to ourselves, you can speak that to your family, you can speak it to somebody who you know. Speak the word of God and let people know that God is there for them. God is working things out for you. God is giving you the peace, you know, but you have to trust him. You have to give those things in your life to him that may be overwhelming you. Things that may be trying to keep you down and out, you have to give it to the Lord and say, Lord, I know that you give me peace right now. I know that you're working out this business decision that I need to make. You are giving me the wisdom to make that decision, and you're helping me to make those decisions at this point. And I thank you, God, today that even on the job, you help me to work in the fashion that pleases you. No matter what somebody is doing on that job, in my neighborhood, I'm being an example. I'm trusting you, God, that you help me to be successful in every phase of my life, every situation that you're in, every circumstance. You have to trust God and believe his word. And so here we're going to go to verse number 21. It says, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in their holy priestly attire as they went out before the army and said, praise and give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. You know, that's just letting us know that he helped the prophets of old, Noah, when he built that ark. God blessed him. He blessed the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. He blessed Paul and Silas. Peter, different ones were persecuted, prosecuted, but God blessed and protected them. God blessed just different ones. Jacob, when Jacob was out there by himself, and God blessed him, and God also blessed, God just blessed each and every one of his prophets. The lady who was in the temple who prayed all the time, he blessed her. He blessed just each person who was out there just trusting and believing in him, and he's doing that today. There are different people across the land, around the world, who are praying and believing and trusting and praising, you know, giving God the praise. That is the thing that we want to do, and so we're going to do some praising today and trusting in the Lord when I get through with this word today. And so we're just trusting God when and I was thinking of Daniel. Daniel was one of the ones I was trying to remember his name, but I thank God for bringing that to my mind. Daniel is another one that he blessed tremendously. So we're going to go to verse number 22. It says, when they began singing and praising, when they began singing and praising. And so when you're singing and praising, I'm just doing a little pause right in here, because I know that this is important. I mean, the whole Bible is important, but this is important on the points that I'm making today. When they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so they were struck down in defeat. These three armies that had come against Jehoshaphat and his people, the Lord let the people who were coming against them, they began to fight each other. You know, I think about that often. I said, Lord, I thank you that you caused my enemies to fight one another in the spirit realm. You can't see all of these enemies that are trying to come against you, but I be speaking this word. I said, Lord, I thank you that these enemies are fighting one another. They're fighting each other, and they're destroying one another so they can stop bothering me in the name of Jesus. Because we know that God did that for them. He's doing it. He can and will do it for us, but we have to speak that word. You know, there are different kind of demonic forces that will try to come against your life, try to attack your finances, attack your mind, attack your health. But, Lord, we decree today that they will fight each other. These demons will fight each other. And we just speak that in faith because God can do it for us. Verse number 23 says, for the sons of Ammon and Moab, suspecting betrayal, rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. So they're fighting one another. They begin to fight each other. They completely destroyed them, and when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. And so this just lets us know that these people, they began to fight one another. And so when you begin to pray and you praise and you sing unto the Lord and you're singing in faith and you're praising in faith, you can see in the spirit realm, you can see God moving so mightily. And so we are thanking God today for the knowledge of the truth, for understanding his word. His word is beautiful. His word is powerful. His word is for each and every one of us. It is for us to use it for our deliverances, to use it so that we can see change come in our families. You begin to pray and thank God and rejoice in the fact that he's already worked some things out for your children, for your families, your grandchildren, your aunts and uncles. There are people in our family who desperately need God, our sisters and our brothers. We pray and thank God for helping them in this hour. We know that God is doing some work, and so we're thanking God for that today. So, Lord, I thank you today for this word. We pray and thank you that you have given us this word, oh God, for our lives, and we're appreciative of the fact that we can use it, oh God. Use this word for your glory, oh God, in each and every one of our lives today, Lord. We just praise you, God, today for showing us the way to just trust and believe in you, oh God, to know that we are believing for the change to come, Lord, and we know that it's here right now as you fight for us in Jesus' name. So this morning, what we want to do, I want us to come in. We're going to, you can praise the Lord if you have a song. I mean, we're going to be doing all of this together. Just sing unto the Lord and then begin to just trust him to just overcome the enemy, because he said when they sang praises and they gave him the honor, we know that God started to destroy the enemy. And then speak that word, Lord, send ambushes against my enemy. Speak that word. Speak the word of God for your life this morning, and thank God for him doing the work in your life at this point. So let's come together right now. Let's begin to do this warfare against the enemy, because this is warfare right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus, I praise you, God, today. I magnify your name, oh God. I know, God, today that you're with us today. You're the one, God, who's working out, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
We sing praise unto your name, God, because your name is great, God, and great is to be praised, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, it's from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, oh God. We praise your name, God, because you are working miracles so great, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, for every element of our lives, oh God, we declare that those enemies are destroyed. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, We glorify your name, God. We know, God, today that you're working some things out right now, God. You're restoring the finances right now. In the name of Jesus, and ambushes against the enemy that has stolen the finances from your people today, God. In the name of Jesus, the holes that were in the pockets, oh God, we decree today, God, that the holes are closed up right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, today for love. Oh God, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we have love for our families, oh God. Our families are beginning to love one another, oh God. And we praise you for that this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for healing this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, for today. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for healing every blood vessel, every corpuscle, every tissue, every organ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, because you're fighting for us, oh God. We don't have to fight, God. All we have to do is get into our position of prayer and praise, oh God. And we know, God, today that you're doing this work for us this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we don't have to retaliate against anybody, oh God. Because you're doing the work right now, God. In the name of Jesus, the battle does not belong to us. It belongs to you, God. Thank you for the battle being won, oh God, this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you are so good, God. You are so great, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father, today that we sing praises unto your name, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Morning, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, today for the peace of God this morning, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for successful businesses, oh God. Thank you for successful children in the schools today, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that our children are succeeding in the schools today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe and trust in you, oh God. We trust in the prophets, oh God. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we believe you, Lord. We trust in you, Lord, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God. Lord, we heard your word today, oh God. Your word is teaching us, oh God, the things that we need to know, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your word is strengthening us, oh God. Thank you for your strength today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are our strength and you are our song and you are become our salvation, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We bless you this morning, oh God. We praise your name this morning, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we praise your name, God. We bless you this morning, God. We glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your covering of our children. Thank you, Lord, for protecting the minds of the children today, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today that our minds are clear, Lord. We have peace today, God. The peace of God right now. Because we trust all and care for you, God. We rejoice today, oh God, because you're working for us, oh God. You're working on our behalf, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, even the enemy we see today, we will see no more forever, oh God. Just as you did for Moses and the children of Israel, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father, today that you're fighting our battles, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My Lord, my Lord, Lord. You are the Lord, the man of war. The Lord is your name, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for working things out in our favor, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we are being strong today, oh God. We're being very courageous, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, today that the book of the law should not depart from our mouths, oh God, but we shall read and meditate on it day and night, oh God, that we will be careful to do everything in accordance with what is written therein, oh God. For then you make our way prosperous, oh God, and you help us to have great success, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for success today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are being truly courageous, oh God. We will not be terrified or dismayed, intimidated by the enemy, oh God, for the Lord our God is with us wherever we go, Lord. Thank you for being with us, oh God. We will not be terrified of the enemy, oh God. No matter how many it is, oh God, we know, God, today you are sending those ambushes right now, Lord. In the foreseeable future, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're fighting for us right now.
In the name of Jesus,
thank you. Lord, we thank you. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Father, today. We glorify your name, God. We glorify you today, God, because you're perfectly blessing us, oh God. Sending us, oh God, the deliverance that we need, oh God. You're doing that work in the spirit realm, oh God, and we see it manifest in the natural, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord, that you're our strength and our redeemer, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're very present help. In the time of trouble, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord, that you're pouring out your spirit on our offspring, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, today. Yes, Lord, my God, my God.
Lord, they don't have a family.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, God. Praise your holy name, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. We sing unto the Lord. We shout unto the Lord this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Make declarations that you believe God to
do for you, and let him fight the battles that you may be experiencing right now, because he's an honorable God and he will never leave us. He will never forsake us, you know. Just trust in him when all those things try to come against you. Just, you know, look to him. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help, because our help comes from the Lord. And we will continue to press on in him. So we're here right at the top of the hour of power of prayer, and we just cover and seal all these prayers and the praises with the blood of Jesus. And I decree this morning for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we send them back to the sender. We reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we will continue to rejoice in the Lord, and because he gives us, we delight in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree that God would pour out his spirit on our offspring and the blessings on our descendants in the name of Jesus. I decree that our children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. I decree this morning that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus, and that they are coming to serve Jesus Christ real soon. I decree today that we resist the devil and he flees. And I decree today that we are blessed and highly favored by God and man. I decree that we love God and keep his commandments. And I decree today that the Lord God Almighty is sending ambushes to our enemies in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we pull down strongholds, and the wickedness in high places is destroyed in Jesus' name. So let's all remember that I love you. And thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, loving your family, your friends, and your foes in Jesus' name. We're believing that the love of God will help to draw people into the kingdom in Jesus' name. So let's all go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy your life and trust the Lord to do the work for you, because he's there for each and every one of us. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or You may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.